Here's an interesting question for you to ponder. What does a pandemic smell like? Man's best friend, apparently, could be on the scent. Next month, Australian trials are set to test whether dogs can be used to sniff out COVID-19. Any guest reports?
With their 200 million or so scent receptors, dogs are detecting diabetic lows and imminent epileptic seizures, among other ills. These superior snouts are now being called into service as COVID sniffers. Veterinary researcher Dr. Susan Hazel is from the University of Adelaide.
The dogs could be a real game changer. Even picking up, 10 asymptomatic people in a week's time, that can lead to 100 or more cases. So to flatten the curve and try and suppress, the dogs are going to be vital.
She's part of an international research project led by Professor Dominic Grangine from France's National Veterinary School. In April, he began training dogs, mostly German Shepherds and Labradors, to sniff out COVID-19, then sit after finding it.
It was really a great surprise for us to see that in one day, the dogs were able to remember the odour of the positive COVID.
The odour comes from sweat scraped from people's armpits into containers that are then attached to stainless steel cones sniffed by the dogs. It's believed the smell is created by metabolic changes as the body responds to coronavirus. The French island of Corsica started officially using the COVID sniffing dogs last month.
In Corsica, been using them on different clusters.
Okay, and tell me about the results you've had so far in Corsica. How many cases have they sniffed out?
They found 4 cases of real positive that had been negative on PCR. And this was out of something like 600 samples.
Trials are also underway in Chile and Belgium and...
Welcome to Dubai International Airport.
The dogs are already being used in the United Arab Emirates, where the Interior Ministry has released promotional videos of airport staff.
The UAE is a pioneer in this field. We encourage all countries to use this.
Passengers also spruik the COVID-sniffing dogs.
It barely took a minute. It was very easy.
Here in Australia, University of Adelaide veterinary researcher Dr. Annelise Chabert is negotiating with health authorities to collect sweat samples from people who've been tested for COVID-19.
So we are going to train dogs and follow exactly the same protocols as our colleague in France and in the United Arab Emirates.
She says they're in regular discussions with state and federal agencies to advance the project, but won't confirm whether emergency services, including the police, are involved. Co-researcher Dr. Susan Hazel says initial results will be reported to government in November.
The dogs could be placed at borders, also in hospitals, to screen healthcare workers coming in and out, also in Indigenous communities.
That's Dr. Susan Hazel from Adelaide University, ending Annie Guest's report.